Willie Henley was arraigned remotely Monday afternoon, charged with second-degree assault and third-degree weapon possession counts. Investigators say he was spotted acting erratically and wielding an aluminum baseball bat Saturday afternoon along Genesee Street, and, when confronted by Buffalo police, swung the bat and struck an officer twice. Another officer then shot Henley. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says the evidence shows Henley used deadly force but was not justified in doing so. The investigation continues, meanwhile, into the officer's response and whether their gunshots were justified.
Right now, as we sit here, I know of three separate civilian videos that are out there, okay? There are multiple body cam videos that from police officers that are out there, okay? So there are multiple of videos that are out there, and from the ones that we've seen so far, I mean, they pretty much show the same thing.
Henley is said to suffer mental illness and was ordered by a judge to undergo two forensic evaluations. Flynn explained that the way the system works, you charge a suspect and then examine their mental well-being.
If, in fact, Mr. Henley is found to have some mental illness or some mental condition, but it doesn't rise to the level where he's incapacitated, so he can stand trial and he can go forward now through the criminal process, okay? But he is found to have some kind of mental condition, all right? Obviously, that's going to factor into what I do and how I ultimately resolve this case.
If convicted, Henley faces up to 7 years in prison. Late Monday, Buffalo police identified the officers involved as Alyssa Perrone and Carl Schultz. Both are on administrative leave as the investigation continues. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.